Nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare your tasted and seen of the sweetness of love. When my heart becomes free, yeah, my shame is done. Your presence, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come on.
Come on. Okay, that's good. We still have some place, really, you want to be and you want to go, that's good, okay? But how about, I thought somebody may say, like a park, or
like a
beach, or like a house, or something like that. But, you know, if you go to the park with your friends, but you're fighting the friends, park is not a good place. Yeah, if you like home, but you're fighting with your parents, home is not a great place either. Heaven is a great place, but if you're fighting against God, so, if you are fighting with somebody, then that's a good place. Let us examine, you know, are we fighting with anybody? If we want to go to heaven, what we should do? So, Tom, you want to go to heaven. What is the best way to go to heaven? Any question? Any answer?
Believing in God.
Have some internet. Okay, that's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good. You know? And it's good. Good answer. We should have desire to go to heaven. And let us have a peace with God. We have to examine it every day. We have a peace with God.
We
have a peace with God. This day makes a time to have a peace with God, okay?
Okay.
In order to open the bottom door to heaven, let's come back to God. Okay. So today's Psalm passage I want you to remember is Psalm
27:4. One thing I asked of the Lord, that's what I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple.
一つのことを主に願い、それだけを求めよう。命のある限り主の家に宿り、主を仰ぎ望んで喜び上、その宮で朝を迎えること。This son is really want to do one thing.He will ask God one thing, that is, he won't live in the house of the Lord forever. He won't live in the house of the Lord. That's the best place he will be.
この詩を書いた人は、一つの願いだけありましたね。それは、神様と一緒にいることです。神様の家にいることです。それだけ願いました。
The children thought about the place is so far or heaven. How about us? What do you think? Where do you want to be? What are you looking for?
子供たちは、どこに行きたい、どこにいたいと聞かれたら、ソファーか天国と言いましたけれども、皆さんはどうですか？どこにいたいですか？
If this place really, really どこでもドアが open it, where do you want to go?
本当にどこでもドアがありましたら、どこに行きたいですか？
Think about it. And let's examine ourselves. Where is our heart? Is there? Okay?
心を、どの願いがあるか、よく見ましょう。
I pray.
一言お祈りします。
天のお父様、私たちの心をあなたが、探ってください。
Oh, Father God, we just ask that you would search our heart.
私たちの思いが一体一体していませんかどうか探ってください。
Oh, God, we just ask that you would hold our heart.
私たちが本当にあなたを見ることができるように。
Help us see you, Lord.
この詩篇の作者が言っている本当にあなたと共にいたいという願いを私たちの中に燃やしてください。
And Father God, we just ask that you burn into flames and make bigger our desire in our heart to be with you and to search for you just like the psalmist wrote.
そしてこの場が本当にあなたの臨在豊かになって本当にこの場にいて私たちはあなたと出会うことができるように助けてください。
And Father God, we just ask that your presence would be mighty here and that we would know that we were in the presence of the Lord.
信じます。委ねます。イエス様の名前を通してお祈りします。
And we believe and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. 今日本語に変えますね。はい。それで、先週は、ルカの10章から良きサマリア人の例えを学びましたね。
Last week we read the parable of the good Samaritan.
覚えてますか？その時には私たちはどうしたら、ね、隣人になることができた？隣人になっていますか？という問いでした。
So we asked each other, we asked ourselves,Are you a neighbor to someone? Have you become a neighbor to someone?
与えられるものになって自分で行ってそうして隣人になった時になれるんですね。与えられるものじゃなくて待っているものじゃなくて私たちになるものだということを学びました。
And it, being a neighbor to someone isn't just something because of our circumstances, but rather being a neighbor to someone is something that we choose and is something that is a result of our own actions and the own way in which that we live.
先週隣人になろうと努力できましたか？できた人いますか？
Anybody here try to live like a neighbor?
最初のようにレビクトラにちょっとみんな見てみたら一瞬に判断して
Or did you try to close your eyes to people that were hurting? Or did you desire to be a neighbor to somebody?
今日の聖書の箇所はそのルカの10章の続きのところにあるところから読みたいと思います。
Today I want to read again from Luke.
10章38節からまず日本語でお読みします。一行が歩いていくうちイエスはある村にお入りになった。するとマルタという女がイエスを家に迎え入れた。彼女にはマリアという姉妹がいた。マリアは主の足元に座ってその話に聞き入っていた。マルタはいろいろなもてなしのため忙しく立ち払っていたが、そばに近寄っていた。主よ、私の姉妹は私だけにもてなしをさせていますが、何とも思いなりませんか。手伝ってくれるようにおっしゃってください。主はお答えになった。マルタ、マルタ、あなたは多くのことに思い悩み、心を乱している。しかし、必要なことはただ一つだけである。マリアは良い方を選んだ。それを取り上げてはならない。
Luke chapter 10, from verse 38 to 42. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Martha has chosen the better part.
イエス様は弟子たちを村々に送って弟子たちはその村々でさまざまな、奇跡を起こしそして素晴らしい働きをしました。
Jesus has sent his disciples out to preach the gospel and they shared the gospel and they also did many miracles.
そしてイエス様はそれを喜んだというところをこの前のところにありますね。
And Jesus was pleased at what they did.
そしてでもその時に立法学者がイエス様にチャレンジしたのが先週のよくサマリア人のところでした。
But as we read last week, the lawyer challenged Jesus with his question of what should I do?
そしてその会話の中では永遠の命についてなんですけど、でも頭で理解してなくて本当に実践することが大切だということをイエス様、立法学者にチャレンジしたんですね。
The lawyer asked, What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus answered that you should not only what you do, not only what you know in your head, but actually how you live is important.
あなたは知っていますか?
It's not only what you know.
ですから、先週のメッセージの本当に私たちのチャレンジは、私たちは日々私たちが知っていることを、するべきことを実際に実践するかどうかは私たちのチャレンジでした。
So the challenge for us is not only to know what is the truth, but we actually have to live that way.
なかなかですね、思いと行動まで一致できないのは私たちですね。
It's so much the case that we are people who know so much but live in such a shallow way.
この聖書の箇所はちょっと順番が まあ、変わっているというか、考えなくちゃいけない聖書の箇所でもあります。
This passage we have to think about a bit about the order of the passage.
イエス様の一行はずっとエルサレムに向かっているんですね。
The Jesus and his disciples, that group of people, were going slowly toward Jerusalem.
で、ベタニアっていうところの場所に彼らこの二人の姉妹は住んでるんですけど、ベタニア村は本当に3キロくらいしかエルサレムには離れていません。
And they passed through Bethany, which is about 3 kilometers from Jerusalem.
ですからこう時間的な配列ですというと配列だとこの物語もうちょっと後に来るべき物語なんですね。
So we would think that maybe this story would come later in the gospel.
ですけれどもルカはこの話をルカサマリア人の例えの後にすぐに持ってきます。
But Luke brought this passage and put it right after the.
そこには意図があったかもしれません。そこには何かルカなりの思いがあったかもしれません。
But there was some reason, specific reason, his, that he wanted to communicate.
イエス様は実践が大切だって言ったけれども、でもこのマルタとマリアの話で私たちは違うことを考えなきゃいけないということなんです。
Luke wanted us to think about something special at this point in the gospel.
私たちは何か一つを聞くと、こればっかりしようと思いませんか？
Sometimes when we think about something, we just can't get our mind off of that one thing.
ああ、気がついたら、これがいいと思ったら全然違う方向に行っちゃうことありませんか？
Sometimes we're thinking about one thing, but we're going in a different direction.
私たちは、この羅針盤は一直線ではなくて、ひょっとしたら本当に神様の声を聞きながら方向を定めていかなきゃいけないかもしれない。
We can't just keep going and keep going, but we have to always be aware of the voice of God and how God is leading us.
今日それはベタニア村でイエスがマルタとマリアの家に行くということです。
So this passage that we're going to look at today is when Jesus stops in the house of Martha and Mary.
私たちは賛美の中でここでイエス様、神様を迎えるという賛美を今日してきました。
As we began the service today, we also welcomed Jesus and the presence of God into our midst.
もし今日、今日の午後、夕食でも皆さんのお家に神様が訪れたら皆さんはどういうことをしますか？何の準備をしますか？
If Jesus was going to be coming to your house for dinner tonight, what kind of preparations would you do?
どうしますか？
What would you do?
掃除？
Clean?
買い物？
Would you go shopping?
どうでしょう？
What would you do?
他にありますか？掃除、買い物の他にイエス様は興味があったら
Cleaning, shopping, what else would you do to get your home ready to welcome Jesus.
どこ掃除しますか？
Where would you clean?
考えてみて。
Please think about that.
また同時に自分の心も考えてみて。もし今日イエス様が私たちのここに入ってくる、私たち本当に満たしてください。一体私たちのこの準備はどういう準備をするでしょうか？
Think about, now let's think about rather than welcoming Jesus into our home, let's think about welcoming him into our heart. What kind of preparation do we have to do in our heart to welcome him?
今日この場所を少し見ていきましょうね。
Let's look at this passage together.
一行って言いますから人数は分かりません。どれぐらいの人数がここに行ったかは分かりませんね。
It doesn't really say the exact number of people that were in the group.
でも、数十人だと私は想像します。皆さんどうでしょうか？
But there must have been, you know, quite a group of people.
もう30人とかひょっとしたらもっとかもしれないんですけど、そういう人たちが。このベタニア村を通っていきます。
Maybe there were even 30 people or so, and they're all coming through the town of Bethany.
イエスがやってきたって言って、いろんな人たちがやって来るわけですね。ですからイエス様の声を聞いて、ベタニアの村の人たちもみんな立ち上がってくるわけですから。
Maybe as Jesus passed through, some more people who lived in Bethany kind of joined the group and kind of went along with them.
そしたらベタニア村の人たちも来て、数十人。100人ぐらいでしょうかね。
So maybe by the time they reached Martha and Mary's house, there was quite a group of people, maybe even 100 people.
で、マルタとマリアが迎え入れます。
And Martha and Mary welcomed them into their home.
これ兄弟にラザロって人がいるらしいんですけど、ラザロ出てこないですね。
And we know from other passages that there's also a brother. They had a brother named Lazarus, but he doesn't enter into this particular passage at all.
この中で男性はもしね、イエス様が来たら、どうせ妻がやってくればいいって何も考えないかもしれない。どうでしょうか？
Maybe men would just sit back and say, oh, okay, the girls are ready to do everything, so I
think it's relaxed. でもですね、大体ですね、例えば30の人が来るとしたら、多分女性はピクピクって言って、
あれをしなくちゃ、これをしなくちゃ、絶対思うんですよね。もうすぐ計算し始めます。
Maybe for women welcoming 30 people into their home, they would start to think quickly about what
まだそこにしたとこ掃除して、ああ、でも今日は汚い、上に上がって、畑をかけようとかね。いろんなことを考え
て。Maybe they would think, you know, oh, I have to clean here, I have to clean here, oh, it's a little dusty up here, I'll climb up and clean up here.
ね、それは別に悪いことじゃないですよね。
Nothing wrong with that.
とても大切なことですね。
Those are all important things.
とてもお客様が来てくださること感謝ですね。汚いところはきれいになりますからね。
It's pretty nice when people come over because then our house gets cleaned up.
昨日はですね、水場クリーニングでですね、スティーブンとルークがね、一生懸命、お風呂場とか掃除してました。昨日はゴミ箱もきれいです。もう舐めるといいから。
Yesterday, Luke and Stephen cleaned Mizuba, and they had a really clean every place, the bath, the, even the garbage. You can even feel like you can lick the garbage. It's so clean now. So they must have welcomed Jesus and the group into their house, and Jesus must have come inside and sat down and maybe started to talk.
ところが妹のマリアはお姉さんを手伝わないんですよ。
But Mary doesn't help her older sister at all.
で、負担はですね、女性は働き